This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Huckenberry, joining you from our member station KUOW and KXOT in Seattle. There is a global story brewing this morning, and it's related to the economic stimulus plan that's now being debated in the U.S. Senate. There's a Buy American clause in the multi-billion dollar package that would try to ensure that only U.S. iron, steel, and manufactured goods are used in infrastructure projects paid for in the stimulus package. The European Union says it will launch a complaint with the World Trade Organization if the clause remains. Well, how huge is this story? We decided to check with Andrew Walker, BBC Economics and business correspondent. Andrew, it's certainly not the first time that in economic crisis, nations have turned to a kind of protectionist mantra. How destabilizing does the EU think this is?
The EU, it must be said, is genuinely concerned, and they're talking about the risk of a kind of tit-for-tat kind of response developing around the world with a kind of wave of rising barriers to international trade. It has to be said that, you could argue that the European Union is not itself entirely blameless in this. The Director General of the World Trade Organization recently did a little report on signs of rising protectionism in response to the financial and economic crisis, and he did mention one particular measure taken by the European Union, the plan to reintroduce certain export subsidies on some dairy produce. I have to say that the view, I think certainly the EU steel industry is getting very concerned about the possibility of these provisions in the US stimulus legislation.
Andrew, you're something of an economist yourself. I mean, it's certainly the case that global recessions have been brought about by precisely these kinds of clauses proliferating in nations who are formerly trading partners.
Well, it's certainly the case that many economists take the view that at the very least, the proliferation of trade protectionism was something that aggravated the Great Depression back in the 1930s. I mean, most, I think, would take the view that it was not the principal cause, but very many would argue that that it aggravated what was already going to be a rather nasty downturn. And, of course, the Smoot-Hawley tariff legislation in the U.S. is often cited as being one of the key stages in that process. Worth emphasizing, though, a very important difference here. What the Buy America proposals in the stimulus legislation do is not directly attack imports. It's rather favoring locally produced American steel manufactured goods and so forth. And nor do they actually have a bearing on trade that's already underway in the way in which the Smoot-Hawley legislation did. It's more about ensuring that new spending
future,
under the stimulus
right, new spending,
package
yep.
is directed mainly towards American producers.
Andrew Walker, BBC's economics and business correspondent, helping us to sort out the potential of damage economically that a Buy American clause in stimulus packages around the world could have to global trade.